Blog Talk Radio.
Today we're talking about problem with being black. What you know about that? There is a United States Supreme Court decision that has yet to be overturned, and this decision only affects black people. We're going to talk about black problems. And let's not get it twisted. There are black problems, specifically black problems. And it's not for anyone to assume that when a person discusses a quote-unquote black problem, that it's racist or what have you. Hey, anyone is entitled to their opinion. But no one is entitled to distort the facts. The fact is, there are some black problems. And it may be for blacks to come up with the solution to these problems. Because they still exist. Despite blacks playing whatever role, playing on whatever side, obtaining whatever education, indoctrination, spending whatever money, whosever money, these problems exist. This United States Supreme Court case is Dred Scott versus Sanford. It's commonly referred to as the Dred Scott decision. A U.S. Supreme Court ruled in 1857, and this ruling has yet to be overturned. Regardless of any enactment of a constitution or what have you. Now remember, the Constitution says certain things about voting. But what did the United States Supreme Court do? They picked a president. Okay? Now this decision, and they picked the president despite what the voting rules and regulations were. This decision, this ruling, stated that people of African descent imported into the United States and held as slaves or their descendants, whether or not the descendants were slaves, were not protected by the Constitution and could never be a U.S. citizen. It also held that the U.S. Congress had no authority to prohibit slavery in federal territories. It held that the United States Congress had no authority to prohibit slavery. And because slaves were not citizens, they could not sue in court. It also ruled that slaves were chattel and private property, and they could not be taken away from their owners without due process. This decision has never been overruled. You can look at the situation with my sister. Her son is being treated as chattel. He was stolen. She was put on the auction block. He was put on the auction block. You just call it a courtroom. Kidnapped by plantation owners. This is the history. What's going on is that a lot of people are walking around with plantation passes. Because they have these passes to move around freely and to spend money freely, they don't understand it. Technically speaking, they're enslaved. It's like the Jim Crow law. They just been modernized. According to the United States Constitution, it states to a degree that slavery and involuntary servitude shall be prohibited except upon being duly convicted. How many people know someone that has been duly convicted? The operative word is duly. Do you understand what duly means? I doubt there is 2% of those incarcerated that has been duly convicted. And again, that says slavery and involuntary servitude shall be prohibited except upon being duly convicted. But that's not geared towards anyone else but the so-called blacks, because they were enslaved and subject to involuntary servitude. And this United States Supreme Court court decision also tells you that it's geared towards Africans and those of African descent, whether they were slaves or not. Look at all these underfunded schools, these high-tech prisons. Look at the massive incarceration rate, which has tripled, and it's not due to a rise in crime. And that began during the Reagan era. During the Reagan era, the drugs epidemic was relatively low. But this war on drugs began to happen. What are they shooting at? What are they shooting at? A war on drugs is a war on us. The prison rate has quadrupled. The children are being systematically stolen. Women are being incarcerated at a faster rate now than men, black women specifically. Even though black men are a larger majority in the prison system than black women are going in Please, Zaggy. Are you talking to me? Who am I talking to? Oh, I'm talking today. I guess you came in late. I'm talking to us, the listeners. We're talking about black problems with being black. You know, and the solutions and the new niggas on the block. And what I started off was letting you all know. First, you heard some excerpts from Dr. King. And Dr. King talked about true leaders. They don't do what the coward asks. The coward asks, is it safe? Someone else asks, is it popular? But you do what's right when you take that stand, whether it's safe, popular, unpopular, what have you. And what's going on with us is that us, I'm saying black people, is the fact that we're failing to realize there's some serious problems that are affecting just blacks. You know, the music is under manipulation. What you're seeing on the television is under manipulation. The education is under manipulation. And I hate to say we, because I am not comfortable with this. But I'm saying we loosely. We are so conditioned to accept this ignorance. This is sheer ignorance. To accept a condition in which you're not progressing, failing to act, failing to understand the seriousness of the nature. Everybody, and I'm not advocating direct violence, I'm saying self-defense. Everyone around the world is in the process or have already began the necessary mechanism to defend themselves. Everyone has atomic bombs. So if everyone has atomic bombs, other countries, what weapons does this country have? And I ask that because, in theory, you don't have a weapon. Everyone has a defense. Now ask the black man, where is your weapon? Where is your defense mechanism? You have been stripped. You have been stripped of an identity. You have been stripped of even of a culture, of a nationality. You accept being defined as black. You've been reduced to a simple color. A color. Just think about that. A color has no protection. Where is your nationality? Where is your birthright? When do you wake up? When do you stop the exploitation of these women on these videos, these movies, what have you? When do you create your own media? I got several callers. I got a caller with a hand up. Caller 817.
All right, thanks for having me on.
No problem.
I understand what you're saying. We're Negropeans. We're fully assimilated. So, you know, we think we're with them, so we don't need to form our own nation or have our own anything, because we think we're with, you know, we think we're with the we think we're with the white people, so there's no need for us to form anything, or, you know, we're in their house, you know, they feed us and they provide shelter, and so there's no need to, you know, get any schools going or get our own anything.
So what you're saying is that, or correct me if I'm wrong, is that it is okay to be enslaved, is what the mindset of the people are, is?
You say afraid?
They're okay with being enslaved. Now remember, the Dred Scott decision has not been overturned, and the Dred Scott decision says that African people and those with descendants of African, whether they're enslaved or not, is not protected by the Constitution. They have no rights. They are chattel, and they're prohibited from suing court. So, are you saying that the people, they don't fight because they like it like that? They don't want Pharaoh to let them go?
Well, you can't. Convince anyone they're slaves, they don't believe that they're slaves. We don't believe that we're slaves. That's the first problem.
Even though that decision, anyone can look it up right now, that is a United States Supreme Court decision that has not been overturned, and even the United States Supreme Court admitted it has not been overturned. So with this decision, and this decision still being in effect, are you, and they know this, are you saying with this mindset they don't want to be free?
I'm thinking not. No, I'm thinking they think maybe it's an old law and it really doesn't have any weight today, so we figure, well, it's an old law and they won't apply it, so there's no reason to, you know, really have any fuss or fight over it, you know. That's
now,
what
do
I'm saying.
You know that? Harriet Tubman made a statement that if more slaves knew they were slaves, she could have freed more. Did you know that she actually had to shoot some who didn't want to be free? Did you know that?
Yeah. I've read stories of slaves once they were given their freedom, they still decided to stay on the plantation. I'm from New Orleans, so I've grew up around. I've seen plantations firsthand. I've been on plantations. I've seen and been in the old slave quarters. So I know a lot of people still have a slave mindset. Matter of fact, even some people when they talk to white people, you still see that, hear that fear in their voice. They just talk to white people differently than they would talk to, you know, their own people. It's just, I don't know if this is just mindset. Some people, I don't know if it's bred into us, or I don't know where you're from, but, you know, I'm from deep, deep, deep south, the lowest part of Louisiana. It is, you know.
No matter where you at in this country, you're from another continent. That's where you're from. See, and it's been acknowledged in the United States Supreme Court decision. And no matter the excuses, we get it's the point in time that we can't say the white man is holding us down. Because if you look at other nationalities, other cultures, no matter who is elected, no matter what goes on in this country, other nationalities that come to this land willingly, come over here willingly, not by force or trade or servitude. They come willingly. They don't have these problems. It's people that's living comfortably over here who don't even know the language. You know? So what's the problem with those who have an African descent? You know, we have to wake up.
It's cause and effect. It's people still getting over Jim Crow laws and slavery. We still have a slave mentality. You can't, you know, people think slavery ended, you know, a couple of hundred years ago. We still, you know, traditions are still passed on.
The Jim Crow laws, there are new Jim Crow laws. Jim Crow laws have not been abolished. They just have been retweaked, you know. Again, we have a mass incarceration. The rate has tripled. It is not due to crime. The schools are underfunded. They're closing. The prisons are opening up. They're high-tech prisons, and they're privatized. And you have a United States Constitution that clearly states that slavery and involuntary servitude is prohibited except upon a dual conviction. Who has been duly convicted? Can an innocent person ever be considered duly convicted? This?
What do you mean by duly convicted? What is the definition? I'm not really sure.
Learning the language of the law. Duly, due process, given their rights, given the evidence, being heard. There is no duly convictions in this country. There's prosecutorial misconduct, judicial misconduct, police misconduct. There are no statutes and laws and courses on defendant misconduct. There's even jury misconduct. This is all part of an intricate system that contradicts the word duly. But because you have this cause,
but you can't get upset with this. It's their system. You understand they're facing.
You should be upset, especially with this mindset. You should be upset that you are being duped, tricked, and being traded into believing that you have been, or you, your loved one, or what have you, has been duly convicted. Because this is a land of laws and not of man, supposedly. This goes back to what I said about America. If you look at the show, like I said before, America does not exist. It's a facade. It's a dream. North America is a land that's supposed to be governed by rules and that all men are born free and equal. That's North America.
When they wrote all that, that was meant for white men. The whole system is meant to keep white men in power. The school system, the jail, the court, it's all meant to keep white men in power.
So why does this system only work against you and those who look like you and those who are descended against you? Why is it not working against the Chinaman or the Arab man or who have you? Why is it only working against these so-called black men? If this black man is so strong, he's the god of the earth. He built the pyramid. Where does he have this defect that the white man, quote unquote, the white man is the kryptonite in his life, that he can't fight back, that he can't make his own land, he can't make his own laws? What's the problem?
Well,
that's a black.
We tried that. You understand? Well, every time he tried it, Black Wall Street, anytime, you know, the Panthers, anytime society, CIA saw a black man getting this shit together. They sent people in to knock it down. It happens time and time again. NASCAR was built by bootleggers. These were white men selling alcohol illegally. They were able to do this. Now they're legal now. Every immigrant that came to this country was able to. At first, they did have to deal with the jail system, and they were able to assimilate. We were not able to assimilate because I guess it's just simply the skin color. White men afraid of genetic annihilation, and all these systems are built.
The white man afraid of anything with the black man. Well, I don't think he's afraid.
Well, he's not now because the system's been in place so long. You know, it's in motion. It's autopilot now. He doesn't have to be afraid. He got all this power and all control. There's no reason for him to be afraid now. But I'm saying all these systems were built specifically to keep black men in their position because they knew if a black man ever started dating or marrying white women that their race would be wiped off the planet. All these systems are built to keep them from being genetically annihilated. They have genetic recessive traits. They know if a black man has sex with a white woman, they're going to have a black baby and vice versa. So they have to, all these systems are built to keep them in power, even all around the world. Everything is built.
Where do you see the white man in power at? The white man is not in power. He's in power over the black man. And you know why? Because
he's in power all over the world. Any country you go to, they're going to be lighter-skinned people ruling over darker-skinned people. It's colonization.
Let me tell you this, though. It ain't even about your skin color. That's why I just said it's about your
culture.
But
not anymore.
Because, see, you, the color of a skin is not protected. We have failed to go back to our culture, our nationality, and our divine. And let me tell you this. The problem, one of the biggest problems where it started at, is that we have failed to admit the fact that what is happening is you have mind control being done over you. And as Carter G. Woodson once said, when you control a man's thinking, you don't have to worry about his actions.
Yeah.
This is the only race of people that has constantly subjected and actually acquiescence to the mind control. Can't think for ourselves. Conditioned to believe the rap game is just about rap when it's being used to manipulate and destroy culture worse than any music genre at all. Conditioned to believe that you're free. Conditioned to believe that you have rights. Conditioned to believe that a revolution is bloodless. Everyone that fought, blood was dead.
It's all the effects of slavery and Jim Crow laws. It's still affecting us today. There's a book called Slavery by Another Name, and it talks about how they built Angola. I live maybe a couple of miles from Angola. They built Angola 4 years after the Civil War, specifically to house black males. You could go to the courthouse and look at the courthouse records. They were arresting black males for. Hello?
Let me ask you this, though. Why? And I'm not trying to be funny, and I'm not trying to be rude. I'm trying to be for real. Why are you allowing him to do this to you? Why is it? Why is a black man allowing that? Because this is the way it has the belief right now. Is that, okay, he's conditioned, he's done this to us. What's wrong with you that you can't reverse this curse?
Well, that game's over with. Now it's the haves and the have-nots now. So the powers that be, they don't care about color anymore. Now it's just the rich and the poor. It's going to be super rich on one side and super poor on another. They don't care. They really don't care about color anymore. That game is over. Us fighting for freedom or whatever we're fighting for, that's over now. You know, it's an economy game now. So that's dead. It's rich and poor now. So I don't believe in it. The color thing is over with. So all I can do is maybe, I brought some farmland. I'm growing some vegetables, and I'm taking care of my kids, and I'm slowly trying to unplug from this system, I guess, become more efficient myself personally. And we try to start organizations.
Hey,
all these guys.
Why is it that the black man lacks confidence to hold his own? Why is it? I'm asking you as a black man. I'm just asking a general question that has yet to be answered. You know,
divide
like
and conquer. We don't trust each other. I've tried to start businesses with black. We just don't trust each other. The slightest little thing goes wrong, and we better dissolve the businesses. We've been programmed to. We're Negro peons. We were programmed to think that we're white and everything black is evil. So I don't like my next door neighbor because he's black and I know he's going to steal something. We are Negro peons. We've been assimilated. We think we're white. So it's hard for all black people to come together because we feel we're just as afraid of our own people as the white people or the Asians. You know, these people from overseas, you know, they don't have the same fear. All these hang-ups that we have. We're suffering from what did the lady call it? Some type of slave. It's, I can't remember the exact term for it, but we have a certain mindset that we're screwed up, and we have to, I don't know, we have to reprogram ourselves. But you know, it is what it is. The media has made us afraid of our own people. The media has made everyone afraid of us. The media has made everyone afraid of black male. I've seen it myself. I walk into a room and women check to see where their purses are. And I have more money in my pocket than probably they have in their purse. But that's just the mindset. People just assume that black males are up to no good.
Let me ask you a question. So do you think that the black mind has been perfectly enslaved?
Yes.
It's so enslaved that it is impossible to be free.
It's going to take some time. I don't know if we have any time, but, you know, it's going to be hard. I don't know.
But answer that question. Is the black mind perfectly enslaved that it's impossible to be free at this state? At this state, is it because the mind is enslaved that the body can't be free?
Some people... yes, some people know. Some people do live their life freely without any hang-ups. Some black people do. Some black people don't. Some people just have the slave mentality. Post-traumatic slave syndrome.
So what's the value of your color? What's the value of your color? What value does being dark have to do with your freedom? What's the value of your color? How do you value the skin tone?
I don't know if it gives me advantage in the sun. You know, I don't have to worry about skin cancer, but, you know, we're the original people. Other than that, you know, socially, you know, socially is a defect. Physically, it's a plus. But if you go around the world, you know, people of darker color, if you go to India, the darker-skinned Indians are called untouchables. Even though they founded India, they started the culture, they're still considered to be untouchable.
Okay, so why is it that the dark-skinned Indians that come over here don't have that problem?
But they don't have the same hang-ups as they have, if we had slavery.
What's wrong with black mind that they're the problem? Oh, you said skin tone, then you said, you know,
it's not about skin tone anymore. It's really rich and poor now. This day and time is more rich to have and to have nots now.
See, the thing is that it's not only that people are poor and some people are rich. It's the fact that the laws, we just heard about a law. The laws which are made are designed to preserve that situation. They are designed to preserve this situation.
Why should that shock you? It's their system.
Right.
You understand? When they sat down to make this system.
Right. So we're not talking about them. We're talking about you. We're talking about us. If they're
not
going to change, what happened to you? Why haven't you broken away from the formal education that preserved this way? Why haven't you built upon this? Why haven't you saved your woman? Why are we against our women? I just want to know these problems. And why is it that, I'm not saying to do this all right, but I'm saying why is it that every other culture, every other nationality has begotten violence to be free, and yet you, not you personally, but you in general, I'm saying black man, black boy, black woman, black child,
black girl subject are used to being kicked in the ass and being kicked in the ass to the point that the butt is numb and you haven't kicked back. You just simply turn the other cheek. When
who
history
taught
shows...
Who taught us to turn the other cheek?
Everyone. Everyone enjoys a higher standard of liberty except the people in poverty and misery, it seems to be Africans and African descendants. What's wrong with the African if he so built this great world, this great nation? Oh, God, I got a wall. Oh, my God. I got a whole list of hands up, so let me go to, just hold on for that. Maybe I got some questions that can be answered. 443 area code?
Yeah.
You have a suggestion or solution to the problem of being black?
Do I have a solution to the problem of being black?
Is the problem being black?
I don't see it as a problem being black. I mean, I'm multiracial, but that's irrelevant. I mean, I'm trying to figure out why you're so angry. I couldn't really figure that out.
The show is called Angry Black Woman Show, and it talks about the anger and justifiably so. That's the answer to that question. The next thing, the problem with being black is that there are laws that specifically state they are directed to being black, being geared towards black people, and that's the problem. What is the solution? Do you have a solution to that? Do you understand that?
I mean, I feel like there's going to be laws anywhere for any, you know, I'm lesbian, so there's laws against, you know, gay marriage and all this other stuff. So I feel like that's just the inevitable, personally. I mean, honestly, I was trying to address Shane Green in a comment he made, but we was chatting in a room. I forgot I had the hand up. So, I mean, I'm sorry if I'm not answering your question directly, but I feel like there's always going to be laws. I mean, if it's not black, if it's not race, it's going to be something else. I mean, you know, that's just the way it works.
It's the white man's world. It's his world, his laws.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, and to some degree, without sounding silly.
Let me give you some facts. You said it's the white man's world. That's what you believe because you're conditioned to believe that, and the problem is the mentality right now. Right now, this country does not have the richest person in the world no more. It belongs to a person of color, the money. Right now,
who is that Mexican guy, Slim something?
Countries that are, but let's talk about facts. The opinions is something that we all can have, but the fact cannot be distorted. The fact of the matter is, China just built the biggest nuclear weapon on this continent, in this world. It's called the Dongchen 210. It can wipe out everybody. So we're not the most superpower. In a couple of years, Brazil and I forgot what the other country will surpass this country. Also. India is leading in a number of industries, and also this country owes so much debt that literally it's owned by foreigners. So,
but the infrastructure is
right.
Shit. I don't know if you ever seen India.
But hold on, caller. Let me get some other callers in. The hand is up. Skype 111.
Yes, hello.
You got a question or a solution?
Hey, what's going on? Hello.
Do you have a question or comment?
Oh, yeah, I want to comment on the situation. Now, I'm coming from please don't take this to any offense, I'm coming from the South, the Deep South, and as you can see, you know, I come from a very high-class white society, and I'm not trying to judge right now. I listened to your show, I've been listening, and you made some very valid points, and it is undeniably true that you are faced with laws that are just completely unfair. And I understand that whole idea of turning the other cheek just don't work on these days, right? You know what I mean?
That's right.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. I think the only solution we can have for this is simply, you know, just trying to get into the infrastructure, meaning that we need more African-Americans representing themselves in from either the town aspect, meaning becoming the mayor of a town or something like that, or trying to, you know, get into office because there is no voice of the African-American community. I am from South Carolina, and there is not one African-American mayor or governor that I know about. I just don't know about it, and it's just sad. And really, that's the only way this is going to happen. Otherwise, it's just, you know, slavery in a modern form, just doing this to the black people. I don't understand it.
Right, so anybody in their right mind, because let's put it on the record as well. The so-called fight for freedom, because we're not free, there were other people of other descent, nationalities that helped. There were white people that assisted Harriet Tubman. There are white people who died in the struggle as well. There are white people who did not accept this and a lot of things. So, like I stated, this conversation is not geared towards being radical. It's about a realization of the reality and what needs to be done.
Exactly.
Not on an equal playing field.
Yeah, just quoting the Constitution itself, the great Thomas Jefferson, of course, a man that is the face of this country, he said, the pursuit of happiness. How are we as a society, especially the minorities, are going to pursue happiness if there are these laws just binding them like how they were 200 years ago during slavery? I just don't understand how the pursuit of happiness can be combined, can be reached, just reached or even touched by the African American or just minorities in general, if there are these laws that are indirectly just slapping them across the face or just whipping them on the back. It just don't make no sense to me.
Right. So why are these laws geared just towards black people? I mean,
exactly.
Or Africans? Let me say it correctly. Africans, because that's what the order stated. It said Africans and those of African descent. It didn't say black. Because you have people that's from India that have black skin. You know, you have people from Europe that has black skin. They're not of African descent. Those African descent. You know?
Yeah, the key word is African. And when you profile like that, it changes the whole dynamic of what you see in a country and what you see in the legality of that country. And it just don't make no sense to me that you have that one word that changes everything just because, you know, there's an African sort of blood in the person. It's just having that connotation, you know what I mean? It's just sad, you know. It's really heart-wrenching to have that
on
somebody.
And the fact of the matter is, this is a fact. This is not my opinion. This is a fact that only bloodshed is only the thing that changes things. When I say bloodshed, no revolution has occurred without bloodshed.
Exactly. You
know,
look at the Civil War.
The thing is, it could be prevented. It could be prevented in this country. Yet, we have a so-called black president.
Yeah, exactly. We have a so-called black president, but we have to understand that point you mentioned about the bloodshed is so, so critical. Because you look at America's history, you know, bloodshed is something that we strive for basically on a regular basis because we fought our own brothers in the Civil War. We're fighting for slavery. We're trying to fight against slavery, fighting against, you know, owning somebody as a property. And it just made no sense, this type of bloodshed. And now, you know, how are we going to change that? What are we going to do? Let's get a good group conversation going. I'm feeling good right now.
All right, hold on. Caller 732, you got a comment or solution?
Hey, this is Jimmy Chrome calling from Jersey. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. What about you?
I'm doing quite all right. I was listening to the previous caller. What was his name?
I didn't mention my name. It was Petro.
First of all, coming from someone in New Jersey in the north, I just want to say that I admire your courage to come on the radio and talk about a topic that's very controversial. I mean, right now we're living in a society where the idea of black rights is kind of a touchy subject. And excuse me, ma'am, the host of this show, I also admire you for creating such a show to talk about a topic that many people choose to neglect.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at the presidential candidate race, Barack Obama. Not one time did he mention black rights. He's a man that is the first black president in our country, and I feel that he is not properly representing the people of the United States. He's representing the rich white people that have hidden agendas. What do you think about that?
The slave owners.
Okay. What I look at as far as Barack Obama, the problem is Barack Obama is just a representative for a few years. You have a government, the CIA, and the National Security Council, that is not governed by the rules, that Congress cannot ask them how much money they're spending. They have no limit on their resources.
They use their big lips, just talk and talk and talk, and nothing gets done. And they all have hidden agendas. And what can Barack Obama do about it? Really, what can he do? I admire him for doing his best. But really, we're in a nation right now that is limited by the people that are in charge because they clearly don't represent the people and they don't understand the need to have equality for all.
Jimmy, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
You say you live in Jersey?
Yeah.
Say you live in Jersey, Jimmy?
Yeah, South Jersey.
Yeah, you live in South Jersey. I wanted to ask you a question. Do you see the racial profiling that I see in the South?
Well, if you look at football right now in New Jersey, recently 3 black quarterbacks were kicked off high school football teams because they supposedly couldn't understand the play calling and they couldn't understand the football system.
What?
And I look around my neighborhood, there's white quarterbacks on every single football team who throw interception after interception. And when do they get pulled? They get another chance, another chance, another chance.
Let me ask you all a question, though. Let me just interject the fact of the matter that a lot of black people see, this is why I said this is a problem with being black, because a lot of black people have problems that don't affect other people. Black people, the population of blacks, they tend to be less enthusiastic about certain things, like extravagant things and social and economic things that's not geared really towards poor people.
Because
you know,
feel invisible.
Yeah,
me being a black man, I'm going to tell you why. Black men wear so much jewelry and we have to have expensive cars. We feel invisible. We feel like if Donald Trump doesn't have to wear a big gold chain because everyone knows who Donald Trump is. Everyone knows he has power. But a black man feels like I'm an individual. I'm on my own. No one really knows me. No one knows I have power. So I have to floss the way I floss so I don't feel invisible. And that goes back to we suffer from self-slave. We suffer from that because we feel invisible. That's why we have to, you know, be so boisterous and so much gold because we feel invisible.
We're going to chime into that.
Excuse me. I think what you make a very good point. It goes back to the days where you look into the 18th century, the 19th century, where there was still slavery going on in the South and somewhat in the North.
There's going on right now today.
Yeah, these black people weren't given the right to an education. They weren't given the right to learn. It was against the law to teach a black person to read and to write and do arithmetic. Instead, they were whipped.
Yeah, and right now, they're still not learning that. They're not learning a lot of things. That's why the education, so-called education rate, is adversely affecting so-called African-American. You know, let me pick up this line for caller, Skype caller 111 caller. You have a question, solution, an answer?
Hello?
Yeah, how you doing?
This is John from Manhattan.
Hi. Do you have a solution?
I think Jimmy and I don't know what the other caller's name was. I think they make
great. I'm Johan Petro.
Oh, Johan Petro. Johan and Jimmy make very good points. You know, I think African-Americans are not treated properly. And, I just want to stay in the group conversation. I want to continue to listen. I think Johan makes some very valid points. Jimmy Crow is making some very valid points. So I'm just going to continue to listen to the show. Thank you for having me on.
Okay, no problem. Thank you for joining. I just want to ask you all this, each one, just going down the line. Those who are not of African descent or so-called black, what do you think about the fact that there is a law on the book right now, the Dred Scott decision, that states that black people or Africans and those of African descent are not free, they are chattel, they are private property, they cannot sue in court. Now let me show you, even though you see a black person in court, their rights are not respected. This law also stated that the black man had no rights that a white man had to respect. You know, that also goes to the 3/5 law. So if you go into court, you can have all the so-called rules and constitution. Same thing with my sister. No way that a rape victim should be in jail for protecting herself against a rapist. There's no way, and none of this stuff should happen. But yet, the reason why you don't hear outcry as far as the way it should have happened is because I stated from the beginning, and I'll state now, they were acting under the Dred Scott law. And only uproar can change things. There
has
Who's
not enforcing
been
this law? Is this law being enforced?
Hey, it's enforced every day. The law says, the Dred Scott case said that slaves are property and could not sue their masters. Instead, they were beaten and they were treated terribly. I mean, they were forced to do labor. And honestly, they couldn't sue them. There's nothing they could do. Their rights were restricted.
But there's a bunch of old laws still on the books.
How do you feel that the fact that massive incarceration is going on all over this country? We have the largest incarceration rate in the world. And it's not based upon...
Can I make a quick point?
Excuse me?
May I make a quick point?
Sure.
Okay, so I have a story to tell. So, being half African American, I was, I live in Manhattan, so I was walking down the streets of Manhattan.
Hello?
Hello?
What the hell was that?
Either you're going to break down the system or get inside the system and change it. There's only two solutions. You either break down the system, create a new system, or go inside the system and change it. That's the only thing I can tell you. I don't know what kind of answers you're looking for.
Excuse me, is my phone broken? I heard a loud screech on the end of my line.
I heard one. The fact of the matter is that it's inevitable that there's going to be a civil war in this country. There's going to be bloodshed because this is my second part of this show was the new niggas on the block. And if you look at history, no country has ever reigned. Today you have children that's out of control. And what I say that is that the fact of the matter, this mass incarceration
Nigger.
Rate, the mass incarceration rate, all this stuff is going to fire. You have young white males now going to school with shotguns.
Yeah.
And ammunition.
They're going to school with whips.
They're going to school like that because they're angry. They're angry about being lied to. They're angry about being suppressed from a world and seeing injustice themselves. And it's not a justification for what's going on, but everyone who has studied the law, studied history, has shown. Even Malcolm X has stated so many times, in the ballot or the bullet.
Yes,
yeah,
Malcolm
exactly.
X is a great example of a black man who truly understood the plight of the African-American people. And let me tell you right now, this goes back to the Three-Fifths Compromise. A black man is viewed as three-fifths of a person. They're used.
Can you please tell this white boy to shut the fuck up? No, we don't want to listen to this shit. We want to listen to angry black woman talk.
You can't talk like that. We got to respect that fact. The matter is the fact that we have to get up.
Excuse me?
I
think we all have the freedom to speak on the show, right? Correct? I'm sorry if I'm annoying you. You cannot call in, but we're having a conversation here.
I want to listen to the black people talk.
Yeah. There's no such thing as race.
Just have some respect.
The problem is the fact that all black people have done is talk. See, you have a person that's not black that's literally telling you what the problem is.
Okay, he's saying what the problem is, but at the same time, you're not listening to when he's saying, have some respect, my nigga, and he keeps saying nigger, and he's laughing on the side. You're not even listening to that.
Excuse me? I admit, I'm a white person, and I'm representing the white population, but I'm trying to see it from both sides of the equation here.
No, I never heard nobody say respect my...
That's what I'm saying. You're not even listening to the fact that he's mocking you.
I'm listening to you right now. And you came on the show and told me you don't want to listen to a white person talk, and I don't appreciate that. But I'm trying my best to respect both sides of the equation.
Let me ask you a question. Did you say something about a nigger?
I heard the person before me screeching the word nigger, and I personally find that word extremely disrespectful. I wouldn't use it.
Yeah, the guy who was yelling, he was just yelling random, like, What is he doing? I don't understand.
One of them is doing it, and I don't know which one it is, but okay.
It was
so
the person on the line
person.
Screeching.
The one you hung
okay.
up.
Right. Whoever was making that noise, I didn't hear what he was saying, but I muted him. So he's not
exactly.
on this.
So he can't come back on the show.
Yeah, I didn't hear him say, I didn't hear anybody say that. Definitely, I would never, ever allow that to happen because, you know, first of all, and let's get it clear, because somebody say nigger, a nigger is not a black person. A nigger is a word that was used adversely against anybody. It's just like saying cracker. You can look at a cracker. There's a white cracker. There's graham crackers. There's rich crackers. And them crackers are yellow, brown, everything else. You can't just accept the word because someone says it's pointed towards you. Like I stated in my show about fags. A fag is not to me somebody that's a homosexual. A rapist to me is a fag. A pedophile is a fag, is a punk. Any man that beats a woman or will fight a woman that wouldn't fight a man, that's a fag, a punk to me. So we should never, ever accept a negative term. But I definitely didn't hear that at all. You know, because I'm, you know, trying to have a mature conversation about a serious matter. And
yeah.
the guy was just talking. I respect the fact that even though he is not black, that the fact that he is listening. And we
Thank
cannot.
You. I really appreciate that. I really do.
Angry Black Woman, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Have you written anyone, the congressman, or anyone concerning this topic? Have you talked to anyone
yes,
in power?
I've talked to a lot of people. See, the problem is, no matter if you're Republican or Democrat or not, those people are not the ones that care. The solution is going to lie with the people. Because seriously, it's going to be an overboiling of the problem. Even John F. Kennedy himself said it. Thomas Jefferson said it himself. There is going to be a serious problem on this country, on this soil, that you all have no idea how close it's coming. It's coming so close that other countries are getting prepared. Other people are going to survival training. Other people are growing their own food. You can hear daily conversations about the race war. That is ultimately going to happen, you know, because of the conditions that just listen to what I just played with I have 2 minutes remaining in the show. If you would like to hear the rest of the conversation, you will have to call in or you have to
cancel. I hate niggers. I hate niggers. I hate niggers. I hate them.
It was a damn white boy. You let him sit here and mock you.
That wasn't the one that you just talked to. The one who just did that was somebody else who just called in. That opened their line up. But you can't even let that bother you. That's his ignorance. You know, that's not going to stop this show. I'm still going to continue to do what I'm going to do. What is a nigger? You know, you can't. What is a nigger? I see niggers every day. A person called me a nigger don't mean that. You can call somebody else a nigger back. The problem is that you're enslaved. The problem is that you're chattel. See, all that name calling, that's nothing, because he would never, ever have the nuts or the guts to say it to your face. But what's been happening to your face is the laws and different things that's enacted on you that's contrary to the human rights laws. There are international laws that supersede them, these laws that's on these books now saying that you and I are slaves. And I'm saying the fact that there's going to be bloodshed. There's going to be serious ramifications for things that's going on now. And a time is coming near. But it can be prevented, you know? And things like that, somebody calling you out your name and stuff like that, you know, we've been called so many things so many times, and you have a mouth right back. That don't even faze me at all. It don't faze me at all. Because there's never, ever been one man, at all, that has ever said it to my face, you know? And he would never ever say that to
they
my
don't
face.
Know. White people were the original slaves. That's where they got the word slave from, Slavic. Moors enslaved white people thousands of years ago. They people just don't know history, man.
Right. But, you know, it's a black problem going on. The black problem is that we are failing to open up our minds and deprogram the miseducation that
had
happened to us.
But the bottom line, sister, no one's going to enforce that law. No one's going to try to enforce. No one's going to try to put anyone in slavery. No one's going to try to enslave anyone. No one's going to try to enforce the law. Now, they got the industrial prison complex. Well, they don't have to enforce that law. We're walking into the jail ourselves. So they don't.
Slavery when it says you ain't free. So what do you call that? You're not free. You have
no
rights.
No one's free.
No one's free. I don't see people that come here willingly having the problems that we have. No one is living in poverty. The black male unemployment rate in this city specifically is over 50%. We are, and in Milwaukee, you have the largest incarceration rate all over the country. You have the second highest police misconduct. It's slaves.
We keep depending on them to educate us. We depend on them to educate us. We depend on them to feed us. We're always going to get screwed because we keep depending on them.
That's why we're doing the show. Because when you control a man's thinking, you don't have to worry about his actions. When do you think for yourself? When do you re-educate and drop the miseducation? When do you stop being the Negro? It's so bad that there are people calling a white man the man. You know, the man, he's the man. And black men say, what's up, my nigga? What's up, old boy? Anything but a man. That's how deep his mind condition or his mental defect goes. He don't even refer to himself as a man. He's everything but that.
That goes back to slavery. It's all cause and effect. We're still suffering from post-traumatic slave syndrome. We're still suffering from that.
I'm asking you as a black man, a black woman crying out to a black man, as a black child crying out to a black man, what do you do? What do you do to save you? What do you do to save us? What do you do to de-slave us, to make us free? Because if you are enslaved, you do not have independence. You don't have rights. Oppression is embarrassing.
Only if I can educate my family, my friends and family. We get our stuff together. We get organized. Because we can't go to war. You know, they got drones and all kind of computers. There's no way we can physically fight. That's dead and over with. There's no AK. I own a few guns, but there's no many guns in the world that can fight the system. Either we're going to fight the system from the inside. I educate my family to get inside and change the laws. Other than that, I can't see any other physically moving.
And you saying that, okay, you can't fight him. Here it is. Cuba refuses to allow the man to take over. China refuses to allow the man to take over. They haven't shed blood. So they're not shooting guns, but they're self defense. They're getting their ammunition right. So why aren't you emulating that? Why aren't you replicating the things that other people are doing to be free? It doesn't feel good to be subjected to this system like that. When you yourself, your life has no value other than being enslaved. How do you look at your children and explain that to them? Why is it okay to hand them over to be conditioned the same way?
All I can see is a group. We could just stop participating in the system. We form our own system. We spend our own money with each other, and that's what all these other groups do. They spend their money with each other.
I don't even know your name. I'm sorry, but you know what? I understand your frustration as well and what he said, and I'm glad you literally had my back, because I didn't even know he was saying that. You know. Whoever that was, you know, I thought I hung on one person. Somebody else called in. I did a 111. But remember, that's just a diversion. You know very well your genetic history. I hope you do. You know,
yeah,
I hope you
original
know,
man.
You know,
the first human to walk the earth.
Are you still on here? I know somebody else is on the line. I'm not sure who, but I just hope she realized that. Me personally, can't nobody call me no nigger and hurt my feelings. You know, it's impossible.
This is some kid. This is some kid. Just, you know, like you said, he wouldn't be able to say it to your face. So it doesn't matter, you know.
Never, ever. And that's all that he can say? I mean, is that all that he can say?
Because he wants to hurt you. And he wants to hurt you, and the only thing he thinks can hurt you is to call you a nigga. That's the only thing really he feels can hurt you.
Well, remember, then the type of nigga he must be talking about is the one that's never ignorant getting goals accomplished. You know?
Wait,
I really hope people understand the seriousness of the nature of the black.
How often do you have? How often are you on the radio? Do you on every day or?
Huh? Well, no, I come on. If you look at my page, whenever issues make me angry, you know, and I just, I schedule it like that. You know, I'm going to try to come on at least every week.
How you feel about women, black women, and, you know, perms and all the money they spend on the hair weaves? And are you into that? Are you going to natural thing? Or?
The thing is this, the hair weaves and the perms, okay. But a woman can wear hair natural, but she might wear makeup. You know, a woman can wear hair weave and not wear makeup. But that's the hair tells you something about yourself. Your hair is so strong, you can do all that stuff. Everybody can't do that to their hair. Everybody can't adorn their hair with a lot of different things. It's really not about what's on your head. It's what's in your head. You know, it's definitely that. The beauty of a woman, it can never be measured about how she's doing this to her hair, doing that. Some men cut their hair off. You know, some people believe cutting hair is a sign of weakness. You know, some men wear hats on their head, and they take the hat off, they look completely different. It's like the hat is their weave. So, you know, this is just a prerogative a woman does, but a lot of sisters are still strong no matter what. Some people's hair can't even take all that, can't even. You know, this is the power within that you're able to do. You know, but I think it's more about what's in our head than what's on our head that we really should be concerned about, you know. But I look at brothers. A lot of these brothers have receding hairlines, so they cut off doing the bald thing. It don't work for some people, you know. Some men wear toupees. So, you know, but the problem is not that. It's not the appearance. It's
more problem with the economics. They just spend so much money trying to emulate, you know, I don't know, they're trying to emulate European women. They just spend, why does she's spending so much money on her hair, why do you guys not control that market? Since you guys are spending so much money on this, why do Koreans own all this? Shouldn't you guys, haven't you guys dropped the ball on this? You know, you guys are spending a lot of money.
Actually, it's a black problem. The black man sold his stuff to the Koreans. The black man was owning all this stuff. He sold his property to the Koreans. You know, and so the black woman, unfortunately, when you have a breakdown of the family, remember, the house divided, it can't stand. There's a big division going on with us. You know, and the black woman, she has not been appreciated to the point where she doesn't even have confidence in herself anymore. Look at black women going around getting blood implants and all this plastic put in their body. You know, I was just telling somebody the other day, I said, man, or it might have been today, I said, anytime I see a man that actually likes fake body parts, it makes me wonder about his sexuality. You know, because
it's
anybody...
It's not that. Men, we're visible creatures. So we kind of just, whatever looks good, we're going to go for it. It's just visual.
You know, even all this stuff is minute compared to the problem that other people are getting their children prepared. The white man can't come over to China and rape them women and enslave your women and put them men in prison and do all the stuff that's going on with the black man. When I say the white man, I'm in a power structure. You know, it ain't no way he running on Arabs like that. But the black man will be so-called great. It's a hurting feeling to know that we're not protected by him. That the black woman,
that.
And she's doing so much stupid stuff just because her feathers have been plucked. That's what the Willie Lynch syndrome is. Separate her and break her down. But remember, the black woman has carried you. She's carried this nation. She's carried this world, you know, and it's going to be some surprising things going on, you know. And, I mean, if you use your third eye, that's the eye of consciousness, of awareness, you'd see it yourself clearly. And when I said Barack Obama, he's the president, but let's show you how powerless he really is, though. His power is limited because this man can repeal Dred Scott through an executive order. He can dismantle the CIA and recreate it in a way that's for the people. He's not going to do those things because you know what? He doesn't have the power to.
What's your definition of a black woman? Like, what makes her black? I mean, besides obvious, but like for me being multiracial, you know what I mean? How do you measure that?
Even with you being multiracial, when you say multiracial, we have to understand, remember, America is a false place. It's not real. There is no America. Find America on the map. It's not there. It's North America.
It's a corporation. America is a corporation. It's not really a country.
There is no country called America. America, you can't point to America on the globe. Well, the reason why I'm saying that is because this is North America. North America is bound by certain laws, rules, and regulations. This is bound by treaties. That's over the Constitution. Now, you say you multiracial. See, even the darkest black person, so-called black person, if you look at the U.S. Census and the Department of Justice statistics on race, it says those who have European descent, North African descent, and the Middle Eastern descent is defined as white. Now, that one-drop rule was declared unconstitutional in 1967. No longer can you say you have a drop of black blood in you and you're black. People just claiming that. Like, if you mix, they say you're black. One drop of black blood. But there is no law saying that. You know, there is no law, me personally. The blood in us, you trace your bloodline back, you have European history and Middle Eastern history, you can go around saying you're white. Now, why is that important? Because there are laws on a book, just like the laws on a book that's specifically geared towards black people, there are laws on a book that's privileged for white people, privileged laws. And do you know what? Arabs claim to be white. When they come here, a lot of Arabs fight in court to be declared white through ancestral history, to be protected under the laws. Chinese people do it just to be protected under the laws, knowing the power of the law. We don't do that. We claim everything. We claim color. We black. Where do you see blacks are protected? See, and what makes you a strong woman, not just because of the darkness, your pigmentation, there's women from India that's just as dark as me. There's Latino women that are dark-skinned who don't claim to be black. They say they're Latino. So what makes you strong, though, is genetically in your history. You know, and being multiracial, the power within you is multiplied. You know, a lot of people that's mixed or multiracial, a lot of them have problems identifying. That's because the society is conditioning the mind of that. Instead of taking that mixture and capitalizing off of it. You know, there are certain laws and treaties and international rights that Indians have that, if you have a certain amount of Indian blood in you, how small of a drop, you have those rights paid for life. We don't stop and investigate who we are. You know, and I look at so many people all the time like, wow, they can speak another language. They still have their culture, their identity, and we're struggling. It is a slap in the face to be called African-American. Because, remember, Africa is not a country. It's a continent. A continent with many countries. But you just throw on a continent and you're saying you're African-American. That's not happening to anybody else. And you're being called these things by reason and by design so that your rights are violated or suppressed. And the answer and the solution to this miseducation, we have to re-educate ourselves. Deprogram this indoctrination. And we can't let it bother us that other people get mad because you want to free you. You wanna liberate yourself. You know, they don't know that feeling of oppression. If they can't identify with it, you know, you don't have the answer to nobody. you know, at all. Defining who you are, that strength within you, it comes genetically, yes, it does. But by you saying you're Black or African American, you know, that dilutes the power within you. You know,
the bottom line is we're all African. There is no such thing as any pure race. There's no pure white race. There's no pure Indian. Everyone genetically has come from Africa and slowly migrated and populated the rest of the planet. So everyone's African. If you go back to anyone's genealogy, it's going to say that they're African. So all these things are semantics. This thing about color was not an issue until the white man made it an issue. If a woman is smarter than a man.
You said everyone's African, but the laws don't see it that way. That Dred Scott law is not saying that. And see, the important thing is that you don't have protection. And that's what this show is telling you today. You're not protected. The law is clear. So we have the law. You can look it up. You can look at the Constitution. So what are you going to do? That's what
I'm
saying.
But there's lots of old laws in the book that's unenforced. There's some laws, if you spit on the ground, you could be arrested, but they don't enforce it.
They're
not going to enforce. I can't see them enforcing the law like that. What are going to be the ramifications of this law?
You don't understand. They're being enforced. Oh, they're enforced every day. When you're being profiled, they're enforced. When you're being denied bail,
they're
going to
do that whether the law is on the books or not. We're going to get profiled.
Look, but it's not happening to nobody else but you. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do? That's what the show is about.
This is my first time finding out about this law when I was on your show. I didn't even know this law existed, to be honest with you.
Guess what they say? Ignorance of the law is no excuse. They know your rights better than you do. And like I say, the only rights you have are the ones you know about. So you now know you don't have rights. So what are you going to do about it?
I've been thought that before I just dressed Kyle Law. I've been new. It was a conspiracy against the Black man before I heard about this law. I've been know about racial profiling. I've been know about the prison industrial complex.
What's done about it? How are you going to save your children? Are you going to let your children walk into that same fire you've been thrown in? What are you going to do to prevent them?
Well, I do let them know that their rights. If they get what's the proper procedure if you get stopped by the cops? You know, they don't have to search your car. There's certain things you can say. You know, other than that, it's really nothing you can do. They're the power. They're the power to be. If they want to kick in your door, and that's what they're going to do. It's eminent domain.
Okay, so why don't they do that to the Arab? Why they not doing it to the Chinese man? Why they not doing it to the Korean? Why they can't go over there and successfully suppress and segregate them like they successfully doing?
But they've been
to you?
Over there. They colonized British. Portuguese, they've colonized most of the world. They have been over there. They have got these people heads mixed up thinking that the light skin.
No. Why aren't they doing it? They're not controlling China. They're not controlling Brazil. They're not controlling Cuba. They're not controlling India. They're not doing any of these things. They're in debt to them. Look, Iran, Ahmadinejad is daring Barack Obama to step up. And you're not doing it. There ain't no way they doing it. So, if they're not doing it to them, why is it able to be effectively done to you? We don't have an answer.
I don't have an answer because they're the powers that be. The man with the biggest gun makes the rules. And right now they're holding the guns.
They have the biggest gun. So how are they able to make the rule on you? Remember,
the rules
Hitler.
Are just temporary.
Hitler committed suicide when he couldn't conquer Africa. Other countries had to get together. And the people in Africa didn't have weapons. They had the willpower and determination. And the man committed suicide.
Who, Hitler?
Hitler. So what's going on with this Americanized man? Americanized Black man?
We think we're free.
Down when it comes to being free.
Only thing you do is either you're going to work inside the system, once again, you work inside the system, or ignore the system. There's only two things to do.
Well, I'll say this. I have worked inside the system from what I think you're talking about, and I got ate up, chewed up, spit out. And that's not even anything. I personally, maybe I wasn't strong enough to battle, I couldn't fight, but that's not something I wanted to handle. It was too treacherous. And
right.
I backed out. I said, hey, y'all can have this. I'll go on and do something else with my life. And that's exactly what I did. But no, I didn't want to handle that. And I'm pale. I'm light. And I mean, not that that should matter, but still, it's heavy.
You're right. It's heavy. It's seriously heavy. It's heavy to a point that we need to learn how to take the weight off of us. If we don't care enough about ourselves, because obviously history is showing us that we don't care enough to become liberated, we should think about the children. And if you listen to what I played with Dr. King in the beginning, the man said to himself, you can't always do what the safe thing is. You have to do what the right thing is. It starts with deprogramming your mind. When you know better, you do better.
I feel like it's a lose, in my personal opinion, I feel like, you know, it's a lose-lose situation because, like I said, in my situation, I was kind of handed things because I was black. You know, that typical, the black person, this and that. So I got slack from being handed things to other coworkers saying, oh, she's only got this or she only got that because she's black. And I personally couldn't handle that. I wanted to, you know, work for whatever it was that I wanted, not because I was a black person and no other black person was in that position. You know, so it's almost like a double-edged sword when you look at it. We want this. They're giving it to us in some cases, but then you're like, well, wait a minute. I'm all up here by myself. I don't want to be up there by myself.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, do you all know that you have the right to be free, though, that you're born free, even though Dred Scott's decision says that? Do you know you have the right to travel abroad? You have the right to commingle with people around the world? We're not doing these things. There's people that want to help us liberate ourselves. You have a right to, I mean, you have so many human rights, natural rights. But we're happy being enslaved. Like I said, Harriet Tubman really had to shoot some slaves because they didn't want to be free. She refused to take no as an answer because she understood the seriousness of the problem. But you know what's going to happen, though? It's going to be they're not going to the moon for nothing. They're not trying to get away from us for nothing. It's inevitable. And like Pac said, it's going to be a time where you all going to have to be straight soldiers. You're going to have to be the soldier that you don't want to be. You're going to have to fight back. And sometimes you get beat up so much that you have to become the skillful fighter. You know, so at some point in time, we have to deprogram ourselves. And what I hear is fear, you know, and people being afraid. But these young up-and-comings, remember now, it was a time in Congress said that the greatest threat was a young black male. Because you know what? That young black male, he gets to the point where he don't even care. You know, but he doesn't channel that anger in the right way. So now you got this miseducation. You know, you got this manipulation. You got this, look, you got William Roberts II, a police officer who was trained to be a police officer, who dropped out of nowhere calling himself Rick Ross, the man who really was subjected to being set up by the police, by the CIA. Why is this happening? Because this imitation person, William Roberts, is trying to distort history. He's telling you right there in his name who he is. He said he's Rick Ross, the boss. Now, the boss, Freeway Ricky Ross, is real. Rick Ross, the boss, is a character played by William Roberts, and William Roberts is an enforcement, and you know what? Who the boss was? Look it up. Boss, in all capital letters, was a Bureau of Secret Services. It was an organized police that went undercover, that infiltrated political organizations, that infiltrated black places and what have you. He's infiltrating the so-called rap game off a very recognized person who wants to change the game back to the way it should be, helping each other. You know, I appreciate you all coming. I'm going to wind down. 817, do you have any last words you want to say?
Not really. Just glad, they've expressed and they've been able to listen to, you know, your radio station. Nice. Thanks for having me on. And
problem. Thanks, sis, for joining. And you know what? I want to play some stuff that I want you all to really listen to, you know? And again, in fact, I might have Young Turk back on. I had Young Turk on recently from the incarceration, from the prison, talking about different things that was going on, you know? So I might have him back on. But I am an angry black woman, and you should be angry too. You know, it's a difference between being angry and being mad, you know, and angry and justifiably so. This is an Angry Black Woman blog radio program, and anger doesn't always mean not being educated. Anger doesn't always mean being loud about it. Anger doesn't mean upset. Anger means enraged to the point that you want change, you want answers, you got questions. So don't be mad at me. Get mad with me. All right, so thank you all for coming. And again, this is the Angry Black Woman Blog Radio Program. We'll have more. Peace.
Let nobody turn us around. New generation of blacks had simply run out of faith and other patience. They were intolerant.
have to.